is I saw this man and a woman, this lady was wearing this ugly sweatshirt that said Dallas Cowboys on it. And I held the door open. I debated whether to leave her, get her own door. But I held the door open because I did think about the fact that Dallas quarterback is on my fantasy football team. So I was like, well, you know. But I held the door open, and I teased her about her shirt. And we started talking, and they had literally just moved to the area from Dallas. And I have to cut her slack. She worked for the Cowboys. So I guess she can wear the sweatshirt. But she used to work for the Chiefs, too. Let me hear you. Huh? Yeah. So they had just moved to the area and had just gotten in that morning. And I had the privilege of chatting with Ray and with Carrie, who happen to be here today. Let's give them a round of applause. And in our conversation, I found out that what brought her to this area was she is the executive director. They're opening a chapter. Well, it's already open, but she's really coming to take over and really drive that. Of what is an organization called Hope Kids. And you can find out information at hopekids.org. And she came and started talking to me about Hope Kids just a little bit. And I said, I want to hear more about this. Because what it is it's an organization for terminally ill children between birth and the age of 18. Them and their siblings. And they provide weekly or monthly, it's just really support. So instead of like Make-A-Wish where you would just have like one major event, they are ongoing events where they're getting these terminally ill children and their families together, and they're just loving them, and they're providing them with connection to one another. Because you know what? Sometimes you need that support when you would be going through that. I've never gone through that, but I could only try to imagine what that would be like. And so to have other families that you can connect with, and then they go out and they have fun. So they'll go to Top Golf, and they'll go to Royals games, and they'll go to different things, and they'll and this organization will take care of things. So they need resources, because some of the people will donate things, but other times that there's money, there's donors who are taking care of these kids and sending them and their families to these places. And when I heard about this, one of the things we were already wanting to do is if somebody was open to it, we wanted to invite a group of these children into this facility. And we wanted to have a great Christmas party for them. It's an organization for like I say, for children with terminal illness 0 to 18. And this, what I like about this is listen to their vision. Their vision is to restore hope and transform the lives of children with life-threatening medical conditions, their families and communities in which we serve. Wow, you think about that. I hear that, and guess what? Our vision is to restore hope and to transform lives. So when I heard that, I said, I want to align with that, and I want to be a part of that. And they are looking for ways for these kids to experience hope, and they're trying to offer, and we're trying to offer hope. And when I went to their website, and their site says, hope is a powerful medicine. Is that not the truth? Hope, this world desperately needs hope. Hope is a powerful medicine. And you can go to their website, find out more information, but to become a prayer partner, you can actually go to their site, click get involved, and then there's a tab for pray. Why? Because they believe in the power of prayer. Amen? And so, where's Sister Diana? Sister Diana, I want you to go to their website, and I want you to sign up, because you know what? We have a kids' prayer group that meets here, and Sister Diana's working with them, Sister Blanca's working with them about how to pray and how to believe God for things. And they're always looking for different things that they're praying for and putting pictures on walls. And so you know what? Our kids' prayer group is going to be praying for these children. Amen? And so the Kansas City chapter of Hope Kids is brand new, but it's already growing. They already have like 120-plus families signed up, but they didn't have too much going on in the Northland yet. And so Carrie was kind enough, and I said to her, I'd love for you to talk to our leadership team And she came last Sunday evening, and she cast vision in every single one of our department heads. I said, well, Carrie, we'll get back to you. We will get you information. We'll figure out what we can do. And then all of the department heads started asking her about when we have this event, we're going to do this, and what time would you come, and how many kids would you come. And so I said, okay, well, I guess we don't have to discuss it. Sounds like everybody's pretty much on board. They didn't want to wait. They wanted to get the ball rolling right away. And Carrie said, you know, we could do it next year. And they were like, no, we got to do something this year. We do not want to wait. We want to be a part of this. And our leadership team said, you know what, we want to love, serve, build relationship with these children, with these families. And I think they spoke for all of us, did they not? This partnership begins on Saturday, December 23rd. And I know this is a very, very different message. I typically preach from just the word, and we're just going to come up. But you know what? All these principles I'm talking about are all based on the word. They're based on the hope of the word, the love of the word, the giving of the word, that everything that we believe in, I want to partner with them. As one of our department heads said after the meeting, Carrie left, and she and this person said this. They said, if Jesus was walking this earth right now, he'd want to be a part of something that this organization is doing. And I fully believe that, because you read in the word about, when you read anything about the interaction of Jesus Christ with children, everybody's like, hey, you need to stop. Hey, we got things going on. And he's like, hold it. No, bring that child to me. Suffer not. He says, you offend one of these little ones, it'd be better to have a millstone hang on your neck and throw into the bottom of the ocean. That sounds like passion to me. Like, he wanted to be around children. He loved and still loves children. And so this partnership begins on Saturday, December 23rd, from 3 to 5 in our lower level. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be having a Christmas party for the Hope kids and for their siblings. And they're going to come into our lower level. And the main portion of the lower level is going to be all these gingerbread houses for them to work on and decorate. And our kids are going to work alongside of them from our children's ministry department. So we're going to have them here, and our kids are going to be here. But what Carrie's going to do is she's going to come and at 2 o'clock, an hour prior to that event, and she's going to do some training, some talking to our kids. Why? Because the kids that are going to come in, if they're terminally ill, they're sometimes receiving treatments, and some of them may have a trach or an oxygen tank, or they may have don't have any hair from chemotherapy or whatever that might be. And so we want to make sure our children understand that they won't look exactly like you look, but we don't want to ask questions instead. We just want to have a great time with them, and we want to let them know that, hey, you're special here, and we love you, and you're welcome in this place. We want that. And on the 23rd, she's going to have that. And so if you end up volunteering at all, you have to be here at 2. Because then we have the gingerbread area in that main area, and all of the classrooms will be open. There'll be a Christmas movie. There's going to be crafts and games that they'll be able to go in and out of the various rooms. And our Sunday school teachers and their assistants will be in each of those rooms helping the kids and introducing themselves to their parents. I want them to come in into this building and have such an amazing Christmas party. I want not only, yes, of course, I want us to have a good name in our community, but for their own benefit, I want them to be able to leave and say, that was so much fun. I had such a blast. I want to go back. I want that, because I want this to be a safe place. I want this to be a place where people feel loved, where they feel accepted, no matter what they're going through, no matter what challenges they're dealing with. I want them for that time to just be able to say, this it's just an amazing couple of hours. And I want them to feel the love of Jesus Christ. I want them to feel just as if a child would have felt approaching Jesus when he walked this earth. Think about that. How a child would have felt when Jesus said, get out of the way, stop everything. No, come here, come sit on my lap. We need to talk right now. And he prioritized those children. That is what I want to happen. I know you do too, right? And so, but at the end of that event. At the end of that day, what we're going to have is we're going to surprise them and we are going to bring out Christmas presents. We're going to have at least, we're taking and sponsoring and taking on at least 30 Hope kids or their siblings. At least. If there's a waiting list, I told her, we're going to get some more in the door. I don't want anybody to tell anybody no. And so what we're going to do is we already have this made up. And on the back of these, there's a name with an age and then a Christmas wish, the list of the things that they would like. Because for some of these kids, with all of the treatments and all of the appointments, for some, this could possibly be the only gift they get. Some don't have the resources because there's so much going out into all the treatments and all of the different things going on. And so today, you will be able to take one of these and sponsor a gift and purchase a gift. And on the back, like I say, is the name, the age, and what they want. And we're going to make that day so special. And it's a $25 gift that we ask someone to purchase. Don't get less, don't get more, because we don't want one kid getting a $75. I'm going to be real generous and get $100. Don't do that, because then the rest are going to feel bad. Just stick at that $25 mark, okay? So we have 30 papers right here. $25, and they're listed on the back. And what'll happen is you will either bring that gift on Saturday, December 23rd, or you can drop it off at the church on that Wednesday prior. What is that, 21st, 20th, something like that? 20th. You can drop it off on that Wednesday prior, because what we want, and this is what we're envisioning for our kids, is if you're an adult and you say, well, I don't have kids or whatever, that we would love for you to give that to one of our children's ministry. Because if you're here and you're in children's ministry and you can't afford, like if you have a child, a nephew, a grandson, granddaughter, and you can't afford to get one, we want to still have your grandson, granddaughter, nephew, niece, child be able to be the one. We want our children's ministry. Well, we want our kids to give it to their kids. We want our kids to give it to the Hope kids. We want them to experience that giving. We want them to understand this is what the season is all about. And so you can drop that off on that Wednesday, or you can be here to see the whole event unfold. I already told you about 2:00 sharp. One last thing, do not come if you or your child is ill in any way. If there's any type of sickness, if there's a fever, if there's fighting something, flu. Because for us, that's just a kind of just a wrench in the works. Man, we had a bad day. I'm going to be out a few days. For them, that could literally be catastrophic. So do not come. Don't say, well, I'm sure they'll be fine. Do not come if you're ill. We're already planning a spring or a summer picnic with more of the Hope kids, where we can do like a rent a tent out here and just have a barbecue and have Brother Caesar do some smoked meats or whatever. Just making sure everybody's still with me. Especially when it starts to hit lunchtime. You're like, that'll preach. Come on, brother. But where we could have some of our families really align with some of their families and come alongside them and just learn to listen, just be, I'm here for you. Ain't nobody need to say, well, I'll just tell you, God knows, and I'll just tell you right now that if I was going through that, we don't need any of that. We're just looking for people to come and to listen. If they're going through something, we can just listen and say, hey, I can only imagine, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm here if you need anything. Is there anything I can do to help? I'm here. I you're going to come to love some of these kids and their families, and I just think that this is what Jesus would be a part of this. And I want us to be a part of this, experiencing and offering hope. And so we're planning this. So this next year, if all goes well and Carrie doesn't say, you know what, I'm done with y'all. Your guys' sound system don't even work half the time. She's like, I'm done. But if they'll take us back and we'll plan another event, we're going to do at least three of these events next year. We'll have something in spring or summer. We'll do it again next Christmas. And I'm hoping that as we grow, as our organization grows, that, you know what, one day, a couple decades from now, we'll have a big, huge building with a family life center, and they'll be able to bring in 300 kids. And just like the CFC tab, if you're listening online, watching Facebook Live, and you're saying, well, I'm not there, I can't be a part of the gifts, you can still donate. I created on the app another tab that says Hope Kids. So that's another tab today that even if you're off-site, we have people that listen in different parts of the country, you too can be a part. And so if you say today, well, yeah, but there's only 30, because I know, I'm positive, we will have no trouble today getting this taken care of. And so some of you are going, well, that stinks, I'm not going to be able to. No. Even if these are gone, you can still jump on that app and put Hope Kids, or if you write a check, you put Hope Kids in the corner, just like CFC in the corner, or on the envelope, write Hope Kids. And we will make sure that we are creating a fund so that if you didn't get a chance to do that, that will pay for the gingerbread houses, that'll pay for the snacks, the refreshments, that'll pay for the tent rental. That, let's just raise the whole budget for it right now so that we know that this next year, we can go buy quality meats for families and have them here and get the tent and do these things that are going to just make these events so memorable for these children. Are you with me? I'm not alone on this, am I? I knew I wouldn't be. So here's what I want to do. Next week is actually our official CFC offering. I'm catching the ushers off guard. I didn't tell you guys this. Grab the offering plates. We need to take an offering. You know what? Here's where I'm at. An altar call is where we hear a message. Normally I'm preaching the word, and last week we're so excited. Lexi, she came up here and she said, I want to be baptized. And there was a response that took place at the altar. And that's what I'm calling for today. Normally, the response might be repentance. It might be discussing bitterness and saying, I need to forgive someone. Or, you know what, I want to be filled with the Spirit. Today, the response is, I want to be a giver like Jesus was. Now, don't have to worry. Come back next week because I'm not, God gave. This is not going to be 3 weeks of I'm going to get your money in different things. Okay? This is it as far as what I'm asking you to give to. The next 2 weeks are God gave in different ways. But today, before it gets too late, some of you haven't even started your shopping yet, so you still got some money in the tank. But I want to be a giver. I want to give to something that doesn't just benefit me. I want to give to something that will offer hope to a church planter that's looking to start a church in a community. I want to be a giver to a family that might not have a lot of Christmas gifts this year because they're paying for treatments for their child. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. And so there's really three different ways. Number one, give to Christmas for Christ. You can write a CFC on the check of the envelope. You can go to the app. You can even give next week. I know some, I said the offering was next week, so you may not even be ready to give, but I'm ready. I came, my wife and I already talked about it. The second way is we're going to invite you in just a moment to come up here and to choose. Go ahead. Let's make sure we get one, Kiera. Go grab one. And I already told Carrie, if more get on the waiting list, my family will take care of whoever else. I want to make sure we will make sure that every child is taken care of. Amen. And so we're going to invite you in just a moment to come and get one of those. Or you can give to Christmas for Christ. Or you could just write Hope Kids on an envelope or on your check, on the app, and you can give to Christmas for Christ. Let's stand to our feet. Let's just begin to pray right now. Before we come, before any more come, let's just stop right here. Let's pause for a minute. Let's pause at the board for a minute because we want to make sure that we're getting the names written down too. Okay, Jude, just stay 1 second. He's pumped. I love it. That's awesome. I love it. I love the excitement. Let's just pause 1 second because we want to pray. And here's what we want to pray about. We want to pray about a couple things. First of all, that Christmas for Christ, God's going to use this gift to plant new churches in cities where there are no churches. Secondly, we want to pray that this specific event on the 23rd goes so smoothly and is so memorable and positive in these children's minds, ours and the Hope Kids. And lastly, too, I said a prayer, so if you think about it, just say a prayer for Ray and for Carrie. They're just in a little bit of time. I feel like we're already friends, so I hope that's all right. You know, you can just tell that they're giving people. They just, in our emails, you can just sense that she lives this, that this is, she is, I believe, in God's perfect will for her life. I believe that God has aligned her with this, and he's going to use her to impact, and he's already using her to impact so many lives. And I know that Ray's a big part of that too. And Ray's a nurse, like 12 other of you. So we just want to pray that God's blessing, they're getting ready to be married in what, April? April. They're getting ready to get married in April. And so I don't want to put them on the spot. I don't do this with every guest that comes in our house, but I'm so thankful that we've met each other, that I want God to just bless their marriage. I want God to just bless Hope Kids. I want God to just unite them as a ministry team, not just a husband and wife, that God will just use them in a mighty, mighty, powerful way.